this coming weekend is the International Men of Leather IML conference in Chicago. I'm very excited because at long last, I get to meet podcasting legend. You know, podcasting is an art that has been around for about 4 years, but nonetheless, he's a legend in his own. Big Fatty, which I'm very excited about. Big Fatty's having a little soiree down in Boys Town. The night of IML, or Saturday night of IML, and I'm very excited to meet you, Big Fatty. It's been a long time coming. Here's a little history of the Daily Purge. I wouldn't have gotten started at all if it wouldn't be for the little Fatty cast with Larry Vader and Big Fatty, because there are these two Southern men that were just, you know, kind of just chatting it up, and I thought that was so awesome. So anyway, so here I am 4 years later, and here we are, and it was Rob who emailed me. We were both working day jobs, and he emailed me and being like, "Do you listen to any podcasts?" I'm like, "What the hell's a podcast?" Anyway, after this long time, I finally get to meet Big Fatty. So I'm going to bring my little flip cam and hoist it on down to Boys Town.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's been a long time coming.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 338 of the BFO for Thursday, the 21st of May, 2009. Y'all, Big Fatty has got his list right here, and he has got to hurry up and finish this show so that he can start packing, because y'all, Big Fatty is on his way to the Chicago's. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well, because I can assure you Big Fatty's Thursday is going fantabulous. Because, y'all, the only unfantabulous part is that Big Fatty has to get up at 4:30 in the morning on Thursday in order to hoist it up and get ready and get picked up by Larry Cly at the 5:15 so that I can be out at the Aeropuerto to catch the 6:30 flight, y'all. And you know, it's gonna be a chore, but I have a feeling that Big Fatty will find a way to have a nip a nap once he gets on the Aeropuerto. And y'all, I will be flying the Deltas, and I'm due in the Chicago around 11:11, I think. 11:11. Oh, Big Fatty's arriving at 11:11. Y'all, I have got... First of all, I want to say that several people have told me that they do watch the Wipeout, the Big Balls. And Pofretti is one of those people. And I believe that Daniel Beaver... was asking if Freddie was the same person as Puffreddy, and the answer is yes. And y'all, Puffreddy is one of those that watches the Big Balls, and he says that his kids love it, and they just giggle and giggle and giggle. And so I hope that Puffreddy and Jed will be watching that. Y'all, it debuts on Wednesday, the 27th. So set those VRCs. Now, y'all, Big Fatty has got something that he wants you to do. Just like watching the Big Balls, I want you to get out your pencils, because Big Fatty, in fact, I'll give you a little time to go get your pencil. Y'all, I want you to write down this www, and I don't know if you have to use the www or not, but let's assume you do. And I want you to go to www.tonyawards, TonyAwards.com. And that's Tony Awards is one word. And y'all go over there, and the Tony Awards are the awards that they give out in June for the best of Broadway. And y'all, that Neil Patrick Harris, that Doogie Howser, is going to be hosting the Tony Awards this year. So it's going to be a gay-a-palooza. Not that anything about live theater is gay, except for that Neil Patrick Harris. But y'all, they have got a contest going. And if you go over there to thetonyawards.com, over on the right-hand side there, you will see a big red box. It says, TonyAwards.com Photo Contest. Give us your best shot, and we'll give you a shot at tickets to the 2010 Tony Awards. And y'all, I want you to click on that red box, and then it's going to take you over to the Tony Community Photo Contest. And right up there at the very top, it says, About the Contest. It says, Submit a Photo. And then it says, view and rate the photos. I want you to click on view and rate photos because y'all Big Fatty submitted a photo from the Biloxi Blues. And y'all, it is over there. And there are about 15 or 16 pages of photos. And y'all, you just have to kind of look through it. When Big Fatty looked through it earlier today, it was on about page 4 or 6 or something like that. But y'all, it is a picture of two of the boys with their shirts off, and it says Biloxi Blues on there, and I'm going through here right now to see if I can find it, because, you know, Big Fatty is going to vote for that photo, because, you know, Big Fatty would like to win the Hoot Nanny. And y'all, you can vote on each photo once a day, but you can vote every day, but you can't vote more than once a day. And so, y'all, I'm still looking for it over here now, but it says Biloxi Blues in big yellow letters. You know, you've kind of gotten used to those big yellow letters with Big Fatty anyway. And let's see, there it is. It is on page 6 as of right this second. Now, that may change. But y'all, I would really appreciate it if you would go over there and give, if you are so inclined and are feeling generous, go over there and click on the photo of the Biloxi Blues Boys. That's what it's called. And then it'll take that picture to a separate window. And y'all, then at the right above the picture, the picture's kind of distorted in that separate window. So anyway, but you get the idea. Just go right over there, and right up above the photo, it says current photo ranking, and then it gives you a chance to rate the photo, and just click on how many stars you think that photo is worth. And if you click all 5 of them, after you click it, it'll say thanks for voting, and that's it. You don't have to register or do anything like that, but Big Fatty would really appreciate it if between now and the 7th of June, I would appreciate it if you would go over there and click on that and enjoy the photo while you're there as well. So anyway, because you know the Biloxi Blues took a lot of Big Fatty's time there back in September, and it would be nice if you would do that. Big Fatty, what can we do for you? You do so much for us every day. Well, here's something you can do for me. Y'all, I've been talking, kind of hinting around earlier in the week that this has been the week for the quiz programs to come to an end, to have the finales. And y'all, I'm ready to talk about them. So y'all, let's head on down into the Fat Cave.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat Cave. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. To the Fat Cave. B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y.
nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And now, y'all, on Sunday, we had the finale for the Survivors. And y'all, that JT was the winner of the Survivors. And y'all, he cleans up really good. And he was one hottie patati, as all Big Fatty's got to say. And y'all, I was looking at my list of who is coming to the Chicago Hootenanny on Saturday. And y'all, sure enough, right there on the list of people that Big Fatty is expecting at the Hootenanny is none other than JT. So y'all, I think that it's going to be great that JT is going to be there for the Hootenanny on Saturday. So if you want to meet a international podcasting celebrity, you can come visit with Big Fatty, but JT's going to be there also. And, you know, he won the Survivor. Y'all, we heard today that there is one and maybe two and more people coming to the Hootenanny. Now, the beginning of today's show was that John Michael Haas, and he's going to be there. Oh, gosh, excuse me. And, y'all, another podcaster is coming in for the... I told you that the Rambo Redhead was going to be there. Well, y'all, come to find out today, it is 100% sure that Holly from the Mean People, the mean and stupid people, is going to be there. And y'all, there is a 50-50 chance that she is going to bring her make-believe husband, Nick, with her. Now, I do not know if the Big Bird is going to come also, but Holly will be there, and there's a 50-50 chance that Nick will be there as well, plus JT, y'all. Now, y'all, on Wednesday night, we had the finals of the Dancing with the Stars, and y'all, it was as predicted. All three of the couples, they brought back all the old couples, and they danced again, and they were still retarded. And then they had the three finalists dance again. And as is always the case, every year, they all got perfect 30s. Because, you know, it's the finals. You should have a 30. And they were doing a dance they had done once before. But the only one who... did a dance that they had done before that they didn't already have a perfect 30 on was that Shawn Johnson and her partner Mark Ballas. And the girl from the Bachelor, whose name I don't remember right now, we'll call her Lorena. She came in third, and so it was down to that Gilles and Cheryl Burke, or Mark Ballas and Shawn Johnson, who was the Olympic girl. She's only 17 years old, y'all. And it was kind of a given that Gilles and Cheryl were the leaders for the evening. And y'all, Shawn and Mark won. And they could not have been more surprised and excited. And y'all, I have to say this. Gilles and Cheryl were absolutely perfect. They applauded. They had big smiles on their face for the two that won, and they were a class act. And so Brady is applauding. I applaud all of them for doing that. Now, y'all, I watched the. But y'all, back to the Cheryl Burke. I think Cheryl and Gilles lost because he didn't fucking dance hardly any in his last routine on Tuesday night. So anyway, now Wednesday night they had the last singing part of the American Idols, and it is down to the very end. They've got that Adam Allen and that Chris Lambert on there, and y'all, they have turned this into a political thing. It's red state, blue state, and you know that Adam Allen. I don't know if you know this or not, but this may be breaking news.
This is in the Fat Cave newsroom. Rumor has it Adam Lambert and Miss West have done the derby.
I can assure you, when Miss West gets to Charleston, I am checking for black nail polish and eyeliner. Because, I don't know. I just don't know. But y'all, everybody was saying that, Cruella, he has all but anointed that Adam Allen the winner, and Chris Lambert doesn't even have a chance to win. But y'all, Big Fatty would like to see the Adam Lambert win because he is the big old homosexual, and I do mean big old. But y'all, and he is from the San Diegos, which is why that this rumor. Maybe more than, and y'all, I'm not going to, I don't want to reveal who is spreading this rumor. But anyway, if you hear more about it, please let Big Fatty know, because we need to keep up on these things. But y'all, I really think that that Chris, y'all, he looks kind of like a monkey in the face. He's got that monkey jaw, and I just expect him to go, I said, that's not a monkey noise. So, anyway, I am going to predict, Big Fatty is going to predict that the Chris Allen is going to win it all. That's Big Fatty's prediction. And he'll probably be totally wrong, but that's okay. And if I'm wrong, then that means that Allen Lambert won. And, you know, that'd be okay too. So, anyway, y'all, let's see. Y'all, did you hear about Archer going to the DMV? And y'all, the poor thing, he couldn't understand why he only got an 8-year license, and then he was talking about how he was going to have to renew it after 5 years. So, y'all, can you tell Big Fatty is excited? Y'all, I am excited. Y'all, I had to get Miss Porter. You know Miss Porter. She is in the horror group here in town, and she and Granny are the couple. But I had to get Miss Porter to bring my scale back over here, you know, because he has had the scale ever since the cruise, because they had to weigh their luggage. Well, Big Fatty's got to weigh his luggage, and y'all, with the leather, you can't pack as much in the luggage. Because it weighs so much, y'all. It just weighs so much. So, anyway, I tried to check in early online, and it said, Big Fatty, we are sorry, but we will have to collect money from you because you are checking a bag, so you will not be able to check in online. You have to do it in person. So, anyway, Big Fatty will be doing that, you know, probably. I've probably already done it by the time you hear this, unless, of course, you're out there in the Woodland Hills. And I'm, you know, y'all, we're just almost out of time. So, oh dear Gussie. And so I'm not going to mention any names because, you know, then I'd have to play that sound and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, just, I don't know. But y'all, please remember TonyAwards.com. If you'll just bookmark that and go over and vote on the Biloxi Blues Boys, you know, once a day, that's not much. And, you know, it can be like, oh, look, Big Fatty is talking in my ear. That reminds me, I need to go over and vote on the Biloxi Blues Boys. And so that would be wonderful. Y'all, have a great Thursday. Big Fatty will be broadcasting next from the Horror Hotel in Chicago, Illinois.
It's been a long time coming.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.